This is Foresight. A program on how to worship Allah.
Allah, 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 Allah.
Today's great tip, what is the best way to be able to increase, enhance, and strengthen our ubudiyah, our servitude to Allah?
Allah, Allah, Rabbi, la sharika lahu.
So, dear listeners, we're talking about the secrets and we're talking about how continuous repetition and continuous determination in certain acts and in this overall movement and this spiritual journey towards the enhancing of our ubudiyah makes a huge difference. So, for example, sometimes, you know, when we go to school, we think, okay, I got some good grades. Well, that's enough. I don't need to study anymore. In reality, the moment where you say, I don't need to study anymore, or I've done enough, right, or this suffices for me, that is truly where you start to go downhill. And it kind of makes sense, right? Every time that you reach the top of the hill, the only place to go is down. So what we're trying to say here is that this hill has no top. You are going to continue to move upwards. And so at any rate, the salik, the spiritual wayfarer, when we're talking about ubudiyah, the servitude to Allah, the obedience to Allah and the worship of Allah, the salik and the spiritual wayfarer should never suffice himself at his present station. Allahu Akbar. The spiritual wayfarer on this path of ubudiyah and servitude to Allah must continuously be moving forwards. And matter of fact, no station, no spiritual station should suffice for the spiritual wayfarer, the spiritual salik, because there is no station which is worthy of an individual's soul and knowledge and is worthy of an individual, for that matter, in any market. As Imam Khomeini says, that the individual is worth so much in the bazaar, in the market of the people of heart. These stations are very small stations when it comes to the ishq, the profound love that one should have for Allah. And truly, it is from this profound love of Allah that the depths of ubudiyah and the servitude to Allah stem from. So the spiritual wayfarer must never suffice at any station. They must continuously be moving towards their ultimate goal, which is the perfection of their ubudiyah, their servitude and obedience to Allah. And we must always remember that this servitude to and obedience to Allah, this ubudiyah to Allah, of course, has no hilltop. So the only place to go is up, unless we stop ourselves.
IRIB English Radio.
Our website is parstoday.com. Dear listeners of the program Foresight, my name is Muhammad. Today, I'm going to read to you an excerpt from Munajatul Muhibbin, which means the whispered prayer of the lovers. Stay with me.
نا النهاري دونكم ليل وليلي كله.
In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful. My God, who can have tasted the sweetness of your love, then wanted another in place of you? Who can have become intimate with your nearness, then sought removal from you? My God, place us with him whom you have chosen for your nearness and your friendship, purified through your affection and your love, given yearning for the meeting with you, made pleased with your decree, granted gazing upon your face, shown the favor of your good pleasure, given refuge from separation from you and your loathing, settled in a sure sitting place in your neighborhood, singled out for true knowledge of you, made worthy for worship of you, whose heart you have captivated with your will, whom you have picked for contemplating you, whose look you have made empty for you, whose breast you have freed for your love, whom you have made desirous of what is with you, inspired with your remembrance, allotted thanksgiving to you, occupied with obeying you, turned into one of your righteous creatures, chosen for whispered prayer to you, and from whom you have cut off all things which cut him off from you.
Welcome back, dear listeners. This is Foresight on IRIB English Radio, and we're talking about ubudiyya. Now, in continuation to this idea that we must never feel like our spiritual movement is enough, we should never suffice at any station of spiritual ubudiyya, of spiritual servitude to Allah, and we should always be continuously moving forward. Because none of these spiritual stations is worthy of our true value in the eyes of Allah. Now, one of the very special and secret things that we can do, or one of the secrets that we can do, which is very, very effectful in increasing, enhancing, and powering up our ubudiyya, our servitude to and our obedience to Allah, is the salah, or as is called in Persian, the namaz. Or let's call it in English, these five daily prayers, obligatory prayers, wajib prayers that we conduct. It's interesting, we sometimes think that the salah is such a simple thing, it is such a regular thing, it is such a constant thing. But it's interesting, all of the spiritual wayfarers and all of the spiritual masters and all of the great urafa, the Islamic Gnostics, these spiritual amazing individuals that have passed in our history and are currently alive as well, they have said that one of the main keys to ubudiyya is this very salah. As one of these great urafa by the name of Imam Khomeini, he says, none of the acts of worship and obedience can be on the same footing as that of the salah, which is a comprehensive, jami', ma'ajun, a divine mixture which undertakes the happiness of humanity. And if it is accepted, dear brothers and sisters, all other acts of worship will also be accepted, as it is related in the traditions of the Ahlul Bayt, the family of the Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings upon him and his holy household. And so we are to exert the utmost seriousness in obtaining the acceptance of this salah. And of course, we pray to Almighty Allah to accept this salah from us. Because of course, as we said, no station is sufficient. So we should always be trying to improve our salah in one way or the other. Finally, we should never feel tired in this quest. And if we do feel tired, of course, because sometimes you do feel tired, consider that being tired to be a blessing from Allah, that you are tiring yourselves not in order to acquire a dollar or a pound or a penny or a quarter or a lira or a real. You are tiring yourself in order to gain the satisfaction of Allah. You are tiring yourself in your quest towards perfection, and your perfection is the acceptance and the satisfaction of the Almighty Allah. Exalted and glorified is He. So continue on your path towards the perfection of Ubudiyyah, and remember that a key component of this perfection of our Ubudiyyah is the Salah.
IRIB English Radio.
Our website is parstoday.com.
أجب دعائي يا رجائي بالرضا والخير أنر طريقي مع صديقي باحترام الخير.
And now we will listen to Sheikh Zayd Al-Salami, who will talk about today's topic.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. There's a very interesting verse in Surah Taha. It's ayah number 14, and it says بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إنني أنا الله لا إله إلا أنا فاعبدني وأقم الصلاة لذكري. There are many lessons that we can learn from this verse. The first is the testimony of faith, the shahada of La ilaha illallah. The foundation of Islam is monotheism, in believing in the oneness and uniqueness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There's absolutely no Muslim that does not know how significantly important believing in one God is. Of course, much can be said about this and the Quran and also the Sunnah of Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them, are full of lessons and reminders, verses and hadiths that speak about Tawheed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made sure that the first thing that prophets, peace be upon them, instructed those around them, their followers, was believing in one God. Now, when it comes to monotheism, why is it in this particular ayah Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala starts off in this sequence? Innani ana Allah la ilaha illa ana, I am God, there is no deity other than me. Fa'budni, so worship me. And then the third part of this ayah, Allah says, "Wa aqim as-salata li dhikri," and uphold prayers for my sake.
Thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of Foresight. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.com. Until another episode and another great tip, fi amanillah, and God bless you all.